Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all having a wonderful day, peaceful day. You know, having excitement, enjoying your day, man. Hopefully y'all all pray so that today could be well and so that you could be protected out here. You know, it's going crazy out here, man. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do for our Father and for the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? What it's saying, what that is, John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know what I'm saying? So, since we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free, we shall speak the truth so we can set others free. You know what I'm saying? Mentally and spiritually, because the more that we know is an abundance to others that don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, never think that you lack a little when God gave you a lot. You know what I'm saying? God gave you what he gave you for a reason, and we're supposed to use the little that we think that we got. We're supposed to use that in abundance. We're supposed to use that in abundance, you know what I'm saying, to be a blessing to others who lack of, right? So when we look at that picture, we look at the blessings, you know what I'm saying, that our Father gave us that we was unknowledgeable about, right? Because we see others with more of things that we wish we had, think that we should have, we think that we have little or less, you know what I'm saying, of what we really should have. But in reality, he already gave us abundance, you know what I'm saying, and little that we have. So, hold on, y'all. So, once we realize that truth, right, you should then be set free, right? Because if you use the power that the Father already gave you, you wouldn't be wanting more of something. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Write this stuff down. Yeah, you wouldn't be wanting more. Sorry, y'all. You wouldn't be wanting more of something that you don't have. You see what I'm saying? Because you would use the little that you do have to get what you don't have. You see what I'm saying? That's the blessing of abundance. You see what I'm saying? You have to always take something that's little. You always got to take something that's small and utilize that, you know, that you have, and allow God to show you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to make it bigger. You see what I'm saying? And by giving, cause you to get more, right? Because with giving becomes a service. You see what I'm saying? So when you got a service, you have a business. You see what I'm saying? So when you got a business and a service, you now have a government on your shoulder, right? Which is the Godhead and you, the divine intelligence in you, to allow you to liberate yourself through the power and authority of God and the will of God, and also give you the power to liberate others through the little that you thought you had into abundance of what you should have and what they should have, right? So by your will of giving, you have now blessed others and blessed yourself at the same time. You see what I'm saying? That's an experiment that God gives to us, and we have to test ourselves in that experiment to show ourselves approved of what we think is not true. You know? So, hold on. I gotta do this. Now, I had to give Produce Snacks a couple pallets. ORDC. All right, man. Thank you. Have a good one. Hello. I talk about hello like I'm on the phone. But yeah, y'all. So when you giving that is a blessing, right? And it's an unspeakable blessing because you did not know you had, right? You thought you had a little, but in reality, you had abundance because the little that you thought you had was abundance to somebody else. And then once you gave that to somebody else, God bless you with more because you gave all that you had, right? Because you planted seeds of wisdom, seeds of information, seeds of knowledge, seeds of service, right? And the government of God was on your shoulder, the mindset of God, you know what I'm saying? The intellect of God, the divine intelligence of Father Yahweh was on your shoulders, was in your mind. You used what God gave you, you know what I'm saying, to allow yourself to give and also to grow others, right? So when you look at that, you think like, man, it's plenty of things that God taught me. It's plenty of things that God gave me that I could utilize to help others. All you have to do now is use what? The spiritual weapon of giving. Give, right, freely, right? Give in abundance, right? And bless others. That's a service, right? Because you now have done something to someone else that they and gave to them what they did not have, right? That's a cheerful giver, right? That's charitableness, because most people that have something that others don't have, they will not give it. They don't want to give it. They don't want others to know, and they don't want others to utilize what they know to only make themselves be empowered and make others be not empowered, right? To always have others at their feet, kissing their feet, you know what I'm saying? Looking up to them, idolizing them, you know what I'm saying? And wanting to be slaves to them. When all they had to do in the first place was give. And they would have got more than what they already holding and hoarding, you know what I'm saying? And locking up, trying to keep it safe. You know what I'm saying? So our Father give us that experiment of a blessing, and only the righteous can do it, and only the wise ones will know it, right? So once you utilize the little that God give you, and you show him, you show thyself approved that you're utilizing the little that he gave you, right? Then he's going to bless you with more, you know? So when you do this experiment, you don't do this to look for more. You do this to show God that your heart is pure. Right? You are living in the image of him. You know what I'm saying? You're carrying on the characteristics of him. Right? You taking his knowledge upon your shoulders. You taking his wisdom upon your shoulders. You taking his laws upon your shoulders. And now you have the Godhead upon you. And now you're able to utilize the Godhead upon you. And those that see you will see God within you. Right? For those who know, they know. Right? So once they have the knowledge of God, they will know, like, oh, that's Yahweh, that's God, Father, God, Yahweh inside this man, inside this woman, right? Inside this boy, inside this girl. Like, I can see it. Like, I know that's God inside them. I know that's God working through them, right? And that's all glory to God, right? Because you're not getting the glory, God getting the glory. You know what I'm saying? You always want to operate off giving God the glory. You never want to operate off giving yourself the glory. You know what I'm saying? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Right? That's peace. You know what I'm saying? Because now God will realize that I tested my son, I tested my daughter. You know what I'm saying? They went through their trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? They pure. They pure in heart. They will see me. You know what I'm saying? They will be intimate with me. They will understand me so much that I could just point here and point there, and I know they're going to do it regardless. If Satan tried, I know I could tell Satan to back off. He can't touch him, right? Because now you bound to the law of God. You know what I'm saying? And being bound to the law of God is not a bad thing. It's a free thing. It's given, right? And when it's given and you do it and you act upon it and you experiment it, guess what? You bless. You know what I'm saying? So when you walk in by faith, and not by sight, you understanding that your faith within is going to carry you and not what you see. Because what you see might tear you apart. It might bring you down. You might think it's too big. You might think it's too much for you to handle. You know what I'm saying? You might be dismayed if you see it, right? But with your faith in God and knowing God and being intimate with God and studying His laws and studying His ways and reading His word and meditating on His law, it brings you to the Godhead ability to have the divine power and force behind you and God within you to utilize you in a major way, to where then you just working. You know what I'm saying? It's automatic. It's automatic. Nothing can stop you. You see what I'm saying? It's all in our mind. And once we understand that it's all in our mind with anything that we're trying to do, we must understand that the knowledge is the power to our success. And it's only God knowledge that's the power to our success. The same knowledge that Yeshua brought, that's the power to our success. We will have good success. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that this didn't go too far over anybody's head. You know, this is a spiritual talk. This is a spiritual walk. And we must understand how to live in the spirit and not in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? We knocking down wicked imaginations. You know what I'm saying? We must overcome wicked imaginations in our own mind, in our own heads, and in others. Because those who have wicked imaginations, right, have their own imaginations, is abomination to the kingdom of God. And we must strike it down, right? With the word of God, with the truth. You know what I'm saying? You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Love y'all, man. I'm out. I just want to drop this knowledge on y'all. Hopefully y'all take it and run with it, utilize it, bless others with it, share it, do all that y'all can with it, man, because this is the seed planted. This is the seed that will forever grow into others forever and ever, you know what I'm saying? Until the wicked is ran up out of the world. That's what we gonna do for the kingdom of God, and that's what God gonna do for His kingdom. And He gonna bless all His children. He gonna bless all y'all, man, if y'all continue to stay in His laws and stay focused on Him and just gain all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you can, so that you can bless others. Remind you, the little that you have is an abundance to someone else that have nothing at all in their mind. But once you bless them with it, then they have abundance. And once they have abundance, then you have abundance. That is a gift given from God. Be blessed. Shalom.